Moses is one of the greatest leaders we have in the Bible. One of the greatest leaders of all time. Leaders of all time. Exodus 32 tells us that Moses, he led the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And the Bible said he was taking them to the promised land. He told them, I'm taking you to a land that flows with milk and honey. I'm taking you to a land that is a very good land. I'm taking you to a land which are cities you didn't build, and you are going to occupy those cities. I'm taking you to a land that is a very great land. He carried the people, 4.5 million people, and said, I'm taking you to the promised land. When they got into the wilderness, God told Moses, he said, Moses, I want you to come to the Mount Sinai, and you are coming to Mount Sinai for the people. You are coming there because I want to give you commandment to give to my people. And Moses went up to the mountain, and he was there with God for 40 days and 40 nights. We don't know at what point exactly that the people began to murmur, but the Bible says that at a certain point in this journey, when Moses went up to the promised land, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and they said unto him, up! Make us gods which may go before us, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Stay here with me for a while. Moses has been on the mountain maybe 37 days, maybe 38 days. Maybe it was on the 38th day. Some of you, the times you begin to commit your calamitous mistakes is just 2 hours to your breakthrough, 2 years to your breakthrough, 2 minutes to your breakthrough, 2 seconds to your breakthrough. Sometimes when the miracle is just close, then the devil puts all kinds of crazy course. God has to help you in a ministry to focus on God. And number two, to focus on his servant that he has called. These people's focus was supposed to be on God. And their focus was supposed to be on Moses. But now, they have made a mistake. They said, we don't believe God anymore. Make us gods. So in terms of God, they don't believe in God anymore. Make us gods. They've lost focus. They don't want God. They want another God. I have seen charismatic Christians, they go for idols, they go for demons, they go for juju. You know, when you are believing God for a miracle, if you are not careful, you can go somewhere and they will take you into juju and you don't know. The other day, a prophet was telling me, somebody ran to a prophet and said he went to another church and they initiated them into a certain spiritual way of worship. I told the prophet, I said, you know what? Maybe it was not an initiation. Probably they were just manipulating them spiritually. But they believed they were going to be initiated. I want you to be very careful that midstream, you don't change your God. Don't go and catch another God because you are looking for a miracle and a breakthrough in life. So they said, make us gods that will take us into the promised land. He said, make us gods which shall go before us. The question I want to ask is, what happened to the God who brought you this far? What happened to the God who brought you this far? From 1980, I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, from 1980, I was 20 years old. My God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, got me saved, and I began to follow him. Up till today, he has done me no wrong. Somebody say, but daddy, what about the crisis you went through? I know others who went through crisis like that and they became madmen. But I went through a crisis, and I can stand here today and still sing, here we are, lifting our hands to you. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. Your holy name. So, serving him from 1980 up till today, that is how many years? Nearly 40. Is that me no wrong? Some people went through less than what I went through. Up till today, they have become emotional wreck and they cannot recover. By his grace. At the time this thing happened to me, I had written about 30 books. Today, I've written 98. That means since that incident, I have added how many? 63 books. The grace of God. Don't forget the God who brought you thus far. Even if you are still broke, he kept you alive. If you are still sick, he kept you alive. Even if you are still getting confused and frustrated in life, he kept you alive. And if you can wait just a little longer, if you can wait just a little bit, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and they will not faint. Make us go. The one God is not enough. We need gods. There are some of you, the God we worship in this church is not enough for you. You have many gods. Television gods, Nigerian gods, Togolese gods, Belgian gods, France gods. You are all over the place. Some of you, where you do your idolatry flirtation is even on TV and on internet. When you get up on Sunday morning, you listen to about 5 things before you come to the church. By the time you come, your mind is just confused when you are sitting in the church. You can't even focus. Somebody say focus. Come on, say focus. And in this day of internet and so on and so forth, you can lose your focus. You can also sit in the church and sometimes, instead of listening to the pastor, you are listening to strange voices. Some of you sitting in this building now, I'm not your pastor. Your pastor is the friend who came to check your mind. I've sacrificed my whole life for this. You are using it for spiritual mischief. Anybody that is here seducing people into idolatry, into fornication, turning them onto other gods, may the judgment of Jehovah God Almighty fall upon you so that the souls will be saved. Anybody that can shout, you are on the Lord's side. Up! Aaron, up! Make us other gods. Make us go. He got up. And look at what he said. As for this Moses, stay there. Somebody say, as for this Moses, we wot not what has become of you. Look, this Moses, we don't know what has happened to him. I remember when the trouble and the challenges hit us some years ago. That was the time some pastors broke away to form their own church. Yeah. And it was strange. Some church members followed them. The time when I was at my lowest level, waiting for even children to hold my hand so that I could walk. That was the time people were busy forming churches. And you know, sometimes they think we don't see because we don't talk. If God is with him, can all these things happen to him? If God is with him, if God is with your church, can this happen? We don't know what has happened to this Moses. And I thought, if you have a leader who came to Egypt and brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage, crossed the Red Sea with you, you saw the pillar of cloud and you saw the pillar of fire. He brought water out of a rock for you to drink. He prayed and manna fell from heaven. He prayed and quails came from the sea. You were following a leader who put a rod down, it became a serpent. brought 10 mighty miracles into the land of Egypt. I thought, if such a leader goes to the mountaintop for 38 days and does not come, you will send a search party and say, please, we know that it is dangerous to climb up to Mount Sinai, but please, Aaron, please, Miriam, please, Joshua, please, Caleb. Joshua at that time was up there with Moses somewhere, but please, Caleb and other people, can you go up and see what has happened to our leader? What is happening to him? Is he alive? Is he dead? Has the judgment of God fallen on him? Has God consumed? God! I thought some women would go and say, we want our Moses. We want our Moses. We want this man who could have stayed in the land of Egypt, in Pharaoh's palace, enjoying all the good things he could have enjoyed, but he sacrificed everything and left Pharaoh's palace and came to lead us into a wilderness. We want our Moses. I thought they would have gone to Aaron and said, Aaron, we want our Moses. We want our leader. We want our leader. The man who sacrificed so much. The man who practically died because of us. We want our Moses. Even when they couldn't find Elijah, the sons of the prophet said, let's go and look. Let's go and find him. We may find him. These ungrateful people, insensitive people, did not make an attempt to look for the leader. They said, get up and make us some other gods. Aaron, we are appointing you to lead us. Anything Moses did, you can do. And anything his God did, your God can do. Make us golden image to lead us. What happens when a leader is sick? They say, oh, if he was a man of God, he would never be sick. What happens if the devil attacks the family of a man of God? Oh, if he was really a man of God, this will not happen. What happens if a leader is broke? They say, if he was really a man of God, he will not be broke. What happens if a man's ministry is having a low turn? They say, if the man was a man of God, his ministry will not be coming down. Let's look for somebody who is more successful. Let's look for somebody who is more powerful. Give us another God. Give us another leader. Give us somebody else. As for this Moses, we don't know what has happened to him. And I thought, if you don't know what has happened to the man, then go and look for him. He has suffered enough for you. We have a generation that will only follow a leader when all things are well with him. When the leader is standing and everything is going well, and there is no scandal, there is no insult, there was no persecution, people are not insulting him, people are not ridiculing him, people are not against the man of God, then everybody can follow him. Verse 3, and all the people break off their golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned with it a graving tool after he had made a molten calf and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out. How many of you don't have earring? Lift up your hand. Do you know in those days they used to put some of the rings in the nose? Why did he say earring? Earring because the earring is positioned on the ear. He was not talking about physical earrings. He was talking about ideas. Idolatry passes through the ear into the mind. Your greatest idol will come from your ideas. The things that enter your ears will form your God, will form the idol you worship, will form the leader you follow. Be careful how you hear. Be careful what you hear. The things that enter your ears. And you know what? He said, go, your intellectual things you hear, the social media things you hear, the things people say, the things the wisest advisors around you tell you, the things people tell you, the things that enter after your ears will form your idol. And gradually you have heard so much from God's enemies that you don't hear from the pulpit again. You don't hear from the church again. You don't hear the voice of the Holy Ghost again. You don't hear anything from the word of God. And your wife's words have become the word of God. The words of your friends have become your God. But my Bible said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall become like a tree withered, bring forth his fruit in his season, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. May God separate you from the congregation of the hypocrite. May God take your ear that will jettison you and throw you out of your faith. May the Lord cause you to hear, oh, the time is coming when men will give heed to seducing spirits, and they will not pay attention unto sound doctrine. Get up, Aaron, get up. Make us idols. He said, bring your earrings. Your earrings. The things you hear. The things you hear. You come here, we are teaching you the word of God. But because you don't mind what Pastor was saying. That's an idol they are putting into your mind. He said, bring your earrings, bring your earrings, bring your earrings. And he took them and he made a molten calf, molten calf. And he told them, now, Israel, here are your gods that will lead you into the promised land. But look at the stupidity. These gods, they don't bring you out of Egypt. These gods, they don't make you cross the Red Sea. Listen, I don't know which pastor you are going to follow. Did that pastor get you born again? Did that pastor get you saved? Where you are sitting now, is it that pastor? From 1987, where was he? From 1987, where was she? When idol worshippers attacked us with sticks and cutlasses to kill us, where were they? When you were doing your wedding and we laid hands on you, where were they? When you gave birth to your children and we dedicated them, where were they? When you were sick and we stood at your bedside and we prayed and we cried, where? Focus. In the wilderness, don't change your God. In your wilderness, don't change your leader. Remain focused. Even if Moses is on the mountain for 1 year, we will wait for him. If he's there for 10 years, we will wait for him. We will sit right here and we will wait until our Moses comes down. We are not going anywhere until Moses comes down. Pastor Mike, some of them, even when I travel, they change their church and their God until I return. No, there are some of them, when I travel, you don't see them in the church. Oh. Enjoy fellowship other places. When it comes, then we will come. And I'm sure sometimes you see them in the church when I return, and you are like, hey, these people. Hypocrisy per here. When I travel, your second row and your third row, they become empty. And your first row is empty. I see it. It's on the internet. Some two come late. Sit at the back. Somebody clap your hands. Am I preaching well today? Oh, I almost remember myself preaching in 1992, 1993, 1994. Oh boy, those days I could preach, Cynthia. Oh, those days I could preach, boy. I could preach. I remember one day action. I went up after idolatry. I went after the ecclesiastical system. I fired it. 2 hours. Sound an alarm. It was an action convention. My father was sitting behind me doing. When I finished and I was going to sit down, he pushed me. He said, Eastwood, you have not finished. Go back. Go back. You have not finished. When we travel, you are supposed to be in church. Listen, even if I travel, it's because of you. Do you know that me from Bulgaria, I travel abroad and plan brony. They told our PA, they said, we want to dress to be able to match Eastwood and his wife's dress. Listen, and I'm not talking about a poor white man. No, this is a rich white man. They want to dress to match Bogatanga man and woman. And do it. Because you know what? I'm conscious of the fact that biologically, I'm a frafra man. And I'm conscious of the fact that they've looked down on us for years. They look down on Africans, then they look down on Ghanaians. Then when you come to Ghana, they look down on the people from the north. So I told myself, I will wear a shoe, I will wear a shirt, I will print a book, I will use an iPad, I will pick up a face towel, I will do my life in such a way that somebody's idea about the frafra man can change. Somebody's idea about the northerner can change. Listen to me, we are not doing it because of us. Listen, you see the way I'm dressed today? I like to dress like this. I can dress like this the whole year. But for your sake, sometimes I have to look like Pastor Mike. And I'm sure he's also conscious of that. Pastor John is conscious of that. We are conscious of the fact that we must make ourselves uncomfortable a little bit and wear these coats and wear this tie so that our young men here, one day, when they also change the way they dress and they are in Barclays Bank or they are in Stanbic Bank or they are working at the immigration office, they will not disgrace themselves. I came to tell somebody, listen to me, we have sacrificed so much that, you know what? Even if you must wait for us for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, when we have traveled, that is when church must be stronger. When we have traveled, that is when you must support the pastors. When we have traveled, don't compel them to make you other gods. Don't compel them to make you other gods. Listen, I don't want to travel. And because Pastor Mike must make you happy, and Pastor Livingston must make you happy, they must come and preach a message God has not given them. Can you imagine? I've traveled. You don't want to come to church, so Pastor Livingston comes here, and instead of the normal prayer he prays, he comes and says, shall we turn our Bible with me to Exodus chapter 32 and the verse number 1, and I want to just bring you some message, and I don't know where the homiletics and the hermeneutics of this message are going to take us, but I just want to dissect this scripture, and I want to put it in context so that you can understand what I'm talking, and I just want to preach to you today, and I believe that this word is going to bless your life, and your life is going to change. You are going to look at Pastor Livingston and say, wow, since when did this Igbe man become an American? But see, he must sound American to let you sit in the church. You are forcing him to make an idol. Then the man comes and he's leading us through simple prayer and you will not follow. So he too, the following day, he must come. Fire! Right now, in the spiritual realm, God is taking me. And I find myself in a place called Anyako. Right now, spiritually, the Lord is leading me. And I can see a tree. The upper part of the tree is a human being, and the lower part of the tree is a crocodile. And right now, the Lord is leading me. I can see fire coming from the stomach of the tree. The man is manufacturing an idol because you must believe that he too is a prophet. Then you force us until Pastor Mike becomes Dr. Menzo Taro. You know, during the World War II, there was a battle going on. And Russia went into the place with their, and then in 1930 this and that, you are forcing to become Dr. Menzo Taro. Pastor Prince now comes to lead prayer. You force him to become Archbishop Duncan Williams. Pastor Prince comes, and instead of just speaking in simple words, today we are going to pray. We want to arrest the enemy in Pleiades, Arcturus, Orion, and the Zodiacs. Anything the devil is trying to do in this house, let it boomerang, boomerang. Everybody say boomerang, boomerang, boomerang. Tell somebody standing by, you stop forcing the pastors to be what they are not. He said, bring your earrings. Your earrings. The things you hear. The things you hear. You come here, we are teaching you the word of God. Somebody tells you, don't mind what pastor was saying. That's an idol they are putting into your mind. He said, bring your earrings, bring your earrings, bring your earrings. And he took them and he made a molten calf, And he told them, now, Israel, here are your gods that will lead you into the promised land. But look at the stupidity. These gods, they don't bring you out of Egypt. These gods, they don't make you cross the Red Sea. Listen, I don't know which pastor you are going to follow. Did that pastor get you born again? Did that pastor get you saved? Where you are sitting now, is it that pastor? From 1987, where was he? From 1987, where was she? When idol worshippers attacked us with sticks and cutlasses to kill us, where were they? When you were doing your wedding and we laid hands on you, where were they? When you gave birth to your children and we dedicated them, where were they? When you were sick and we stood at your bedside and we prayed and we cried, where? Focus. In the wilderness, don't change your God. In your wilderness, don't change your leader. Remain focused. Even if Moses is on the mountain for 1 year, we will wait for him. If he's there for 10 years, we will wait for him. We will sit right here and we will wait until our Moses comes down. We are not going anywhere until Moses comes down. Pastor Mike, some of them, even when I travel, they change their church and their God until I return. No, there are some of them, when I travel, you don't see them in the church. Oh. Enjoy fellowship other way, other places. When he comes, then we will come. And I'm sure sometimes you see them in the church when I return, and you are like, hey, these people. Hypocrisy per any. When I travel, your second row and your third row, they become empty. And your first row is empty. I see it. It's on the internet. Some people come late. Sit at the back. Somebody clap your hands. Am I preaching well today? Oh, I almost remember myself preaching in 1992, 1993, 1994. Oh boy, those days I could preach, Cynthia. Oh, those days I could preach, boy. I could preach. I remember one day action. I went up after idolatry. I went after the ecclesiastical system. I fired it. 2 hours. Sound an alarm. It was an action convention. My father was sitting behind me doing. When I finished and I was going to sit down, he pushed me. He said, Isu, you have not finished. Go back. Go back. You have not finished. When we travel, you are supposed to be in church. Listen, even if I travel, it's because of you. Do you know that me, from Borga, I travel abroad and my brony, they told our PA, they said, we want to dress to be able to match Eastwood and his wife's dress. Listen, and I'm not talking about a poor white man. No, this is a rich white man. They want to dress to match Bogatanga man and woman. And do it. Atadia kura yeshema. Because you know what? I'm conscious of the fact that biologically, I'm a frafra man. And I'm conscious of the fact that they've looked down on us for years. They look down on Africans, then they look down on Ghanaians. Then when you come to Ghana, they look down on the people from the north. So I told myself, I will wear a shoe, I will wear a shirt, I will print a book, I will use an iPad. I will pick up a face towel. I will do my life in such a way that somebody's idea about the fra-fra man can change. Somebody's idea about the nodna can change. Listen to me. We are not doing it because of us. Listen. You see the way I'm dressed today? I like to dress like this. I can dress like this the whole year. But for your sake, sometimes I have to look like Pastor Mike. And I'm sure he's also conscious of that. Pastor John is conscious of that. We are conscious of the fact that we must make ourselves uncomfortable a little bit and wear these coats and wear this tie so that our young men here, one day, when they also change the way they dress and they are in Barclays Bank or they are in Stanbic Bank or they are working at the immigration office, they will not disgrace themselves. I came to tell somebody, listen to me, we have sacrificed so much that, you know what? Even if you must wait for us for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, when we have traveled, that is when church must be stronger. When we have traveled, that is when you must support the pastors. When we have traveled, don't compel them to make you other gods. Don't compel them to make you other gods. Listen, I don't want to travel, and because Pastor Mike must make you happy, and Pastor Livingston must make you happy, they must come and preach a message God has not given them. Can you imagine? I've traveled. You don't want to come to church, so Pastor Livingston comes here, and instead of the normal prayer he prays, he comes and says, shall we turn our Bible with me to Exodus chapter 32 and the verse number 1, and I want to just bring you some message, and I don't know where the homiletics and the hermeneutics of this message are going to take us, but I just want to dissect this scripture, and I want to put it in context so that you can understand what I'm talking, and I just want to preach to you today, and I believe that this word is going to bless your life, and your life is going to change. You are going to look at Pastor Livingston and say, wow, since when did this Igbe man become an American? But see, he must sound American to let you sit in the church. You are forcing him to make an idol. Then the man comes and he's leading us through simple prayer and you will not follow. So he too, the following day, he must come. Fire! Right now, in the spiritual realm, God is taking me. And I find myself in a place called Anyako. Right now, spiritually, the Lord is leading me. And I can see a tree. The upper part of the tree is a human being. And the lower part of the tree is a crocodile. And right now, the Lord is leading me. I can see fire coming from the stomach of the tree. The man is manufacturing an idol because you must believe that he too is a prophet. Then you force us until Pastor Mike becomes Dr. Menzo Taro. You know, during the World War II, there was a battle going on, and Russia went into the place with their, and then in 1930 this and that, you are forcing to become Dr. Menzo Tabo. Huh? Pastor Prince now comes to lead prayer. You force him to become Archbishop Duncan Williams. Pastor Prince comes, and instead of just speaking in simple words, today we are going to pray. We want to arrest the enemy in Pleiades, Arcturus, Orion and the Zodiacs. Anything the devil is trying to do in this house, let it boomerang, boomerang. Everybody say boomerang, boomerang, boomerang. Tell somebody standing by you, stop forcing the pastors to be what they are not. Years ago, when there was a revival in this church, and we could pray 7 hours non-stop, 5 hours non-stop, our prayer leader was not a prophet. Brother Isaac Gorinya was not a prophet. We didn't call him prophet. We just knew him as Brother Isaac. He stands at one place, and the prayer was not complicated. He wouldn't say, I see this. He wouldn't say, I saw that. He just stands at one place. And this was his prayer. Three hours he's standing there. 4 hours he's standing there. 5 hours, the man don't move. I'll be standing there, my eyes are turning. I'm like, God, let this man's air finish. And the air will never finish. But when the man finishes the air, the power that will fall in the place. When I touch the people, about the 30 something, everybody will be on the ground and they are unconscious. That was a simple way of prayer, but God heard the prayer. I pray, may you encourage us to be ourselves and give you what God has given to us. Don't force us to become another pastor. Don't force us to become somebody else. Don't force us to do what God hasn't called us to do. Listen, my Bible said John the Baptist did no miracle. But of all that are born of women, there is not a greater than John the Baptist. But John did no miracle. Listen to me. Even if our ministry is not a miracle ministry, but we just teach you the word, just receive the word and let the word bless your life. Listen, we don't have to work a miracle for you to stay in a church. Don't force us. Don't force us. And this church, we have to raise cripple. Don't force us. Daddy, when will we go and do a crusade and also raise cripples? We don't have to do a crusade to raise cripples. They are in town. Go and raise them. Didn't the Bible say these signs shall follow them that believe? When we close, they are there. You go. He said, go ye therefore. And the last time he said, go ye therefore, he was not talking to only pastors. He was talking about those that believe. Clap for yourself. And add a shout to them. Am I preaching? Am I teaching anything? These be thy gods, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Atrophic. Since when? You came out of Egypt without an idol. Now, you have made a molten calf. And you are saying, these are your gods that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Are you sure? They have not become dishonest. These are ungrateful people who have forgotten everything God has done for them. Insincere and insensitive. Their leader is in a mountain. They don't know where he is. And they don't care. Let's continue this journey. That means the Moses, they are not going to miss him one day. That is why I say, any leader who dies because of the people, he will get shocked when he's standing in heaven to see them continue their life without even thinking about him. There are some people, if you are a pastor, you fall down team and say you are dead today. By tomorrow, they will change their church. Yesterday, we called a certain bishop. He died and left his wife. And yesterday, around 11:30, my wife and I called the wife and we said, hey, Bishop, how are you? The man's wife, we call her Bishop. We just called his wife Bishop. And we said, Bishop, how are you? And she said, hey, Daddy, you called me. And I said, yeah, me and Mommy, we are just trying to check on you. You know, the husband is dead, so we have to check on him. And the husband was our friend. And we told her, we said, you know what, next year we will make time and come. Then I asked, how is your church building? She said, it's still like that. We are still struggling to build it. We have reached, I think, the second level, but we are still trying to build it. Now, because the man died, the church went down, membership reduced. They can't continue the building. They can't finish it outside the country. And I told her, next year, Mommy and I will make time and come and visit you and your people. She said, when I go to church tomorrow, I'm going to tell them that you called and that you guys have promised you are going to come. Now, the reason we call this is because, people, when you are a leader and you go through things, the tendency of your people to leave you alone is very great. It's very great. There are times I hear, they say, oh, Daddy, somebody said they are not happy in the church. I say, why? They said, you did this and you did that and you didn't do this and they called you and you didn't pick and they were trying to see you and they didn't see you. Then I tell my wife, I say, well, these people. Because you see, what happened to me about 10 years ago, if it is a normal human being, you may never see him standing here like this. The fact that I'm standing should be enough for you. The fact that I'm preaching should be enough for you. Listen, even if I don't call you, even if you want to see me and you can't see me, even if you lost a relative and I'm not there, don't get bitter. Because you know what? Do you know what seeing a coffin does to me? Do you know what seeing a grave does to me? Do you know when I stand in a pulpit, which is a funeral pulpit, do you know what happens to me? I virtually die and come back to life. Oh, and he didn't even attend the wedding. Do you know what happens to me when I see young ladies I'm marrying and my own? I lost the two of them. Yeah. No, so you see, you never know. And there are times you get up in the morning and the mood is not good at all. There are times my wife will ask me questions. I answer every question with a question. There are times I get up, I'm irritated about everything. And that's because I just remembered something I don't want to remember. And then you two, you are standing. Daddy has no patience. You should thank God. I'm not a patient in the hospital. If you go through what I went through, do you know what it means for a woman to be going through school and she has built a school for other people's children, but she lost two of her own? Two of her own. And anytime the results come, she will remember her own daughter's results in that school. And you are there shouting, our students pass, and they didn't give them good secondary school. We will withdraw our children. You are forgetting that her own got 8 once, but she's not even on earth. Do you know the pain she carries to continue leading a school? Shy. When I see them small, small like that, then I'm saying, hey, my own, oh, my own. But I have to put that pain aside and still go and build school for your children. You should be thanking God instead of complaining. Namuti, muti aso demu ena mama unbelievers are confusing what you know. Wherever you are walking, they talk to you. Peace be thy God, O Israel. We brought you out of the land of Egypt. Are you sure? Your God is the thing you suddenly start deceiving yourself that it brought you this far. Some of you are sitting here, you think it's your intelligence. That intelligence is an idol. Some of you are sitting here, you think it's your beauty. The day you got married, you thought it was your beauty. The day you got married, you thought it was your handsomeness. The day you got admission to go to school, you thought it was your intelligence. No! It was God! Don't you know people who go to school and they die in the school and they bring them home? Listen, after this message, may God help you to remain focused and put your life in order. These are your goals. I thank God all my life I've not been an intelligent person. I'm not intelligent. I'm not a smart, intelligent human being. I don't come from a good home. I have nothing to be proud about. Nothing. Nothing to make me arrogant. Everything is him. Him. Where you are sitting now, you did not arrive here because of idols. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That man on television is my pastor. Since when? Was it television preacher that brought you where you are? You get there And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is the feast to the Lord. Verse 6. And they rose up early on the morrow, and they offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and they sat down to eat and to drink, and they rose up to play. Now watch this. Watch this. When God was even their leader, they didn't bring peace offerings. They didn't bring burnt offerings. All of a sudden, the idol, they were bringing burnt offerings. Some of you look at the offerings you give to idols. Look at the money you give to your girlfriend. You have never given to your wife. Look at what you do for girlfriend. You have even bought her a wig. After this service, a vulture will carry the wig away. You see, we do for idols what we don't do for God. And they rose up to play and to drink. My Bible tells me that they committed fornication in other places of the Bible. Verse number 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Stay here. Oh, Yehovah. Everybody say, now God they speak. Come on, say, God they speak. Yeah, it be God where they talk. Then God talked to Moses, say, Moses, make you go down. Because the people where you bring from Egypt, he said, thy people. When they were doing good things, they were the lost people. When they did the bad thing, God said, your people. Whenever I'm waiting for Archie to bring me a report and he's not bringing, I tell mommy, Pearl, call your son. When Archie does the right thing, I say, hand, that's my son. When these people were doing good things, God said, these are my people. I called them by my name. The day they did the evil, God said, Moses, your people. So some of you, the day you are doing the good things, God said, this is my son. This is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. The day you do to Periga, God said, Israel, who never your people. Moses, your people. And look at this, which you brought out of the land of Egypt. You brought them. I didn't bring them. You brought them. A leader has got responsibility. They have corrupted themselves. Verse 8. And they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and they have worshipped it, and they have sacrificed unto thereunto. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Verse number 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people. Behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Verse 10. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and that I may make of thee a great nation. Now, so God is telling Moses, let me consume these people. And after that, I will make of you a great nation. Verse 11. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does your wrath get hot against your people, which you have brought out of the land of Egypt with your great power and might? Moses is very smart. He has turned it. He said, they are your people. And I didn't bring them out of Egypt. You brought them with a mighty hand. Verse number 12. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Moses is even telling God to repent. Listen, leaders have a certain bargaining power with God. Verse number 13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all the land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Verse number 14. And the Lord repented of the evil which he taught to do unto his people. That is the role of a leader in your life. But let me conclude like this. Never forget. follow a leader to worship idols. Look at verse 26. Moses finally said, who is on the Lord's side? The Levite stood on his side and he said, take a sword and everybody kill his neighbor. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Now, if all the sons of Levi gathered themselves unto him, it means Aaron was one of them. Verse number 28. Verse 28. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and they fell on the people that day. About 3,000 men died. So on that day, 3,000 men died, but Aaron did not die. Aaron didn't die, and secondly, he went on to become the high priest. When you follow a leader who deceives you to break God's commandment and to break away from the leader God gave you, you will die and that man will still be alive. Aaron, who made the golden calf, is still alive. The people that followed him are dead. Aaron became a high priest. The people are dead. Don't lose your life for nothing. There are many instances of molten calves and golden calves that people make. You see, a church is doing a crusade, and the pastor, to stop his people from going to the crusade, will organize his own crusade so that the people will not attend that crusade. You see, in the church, the word of God is coming. Somebody is sitting somewhere preaching another message. I pray that God will help us to remain focused. Lift up your hand and pray. Lord, help me to remain focused.